This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. I'm glad you've decided to be with us. We've got some great information for you this week. As a matter of fact, that happens every week right here at New Beginnings. And right now, I'd like to introduce our co-host, Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He's our career expert. RippleConnects.com is the website, 763-438-1621. I'll slow down, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited because when I see part one, I know that we've got an expansive topic that'll cover at least a couple of weeks. And we are talking about overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search. Can you frame that up for us a little bit, maybe paint a picture of what a job search looks like today in the midst of the pandemic?
Well, everything's moved to virtual. At the beginning of the year, people went to jobs clubs or sat down over coffee and talked to people what they wanted to do next, you know, via networking. We were called in for face-to-face interviews. We were going to conferences, lectures. We were, you know, everything was in person. And now everything has changed to virtual. You know, so you start asking questions. What does the virtual job search look like? How do I go about the normal job search activities with social distancing? Is it okay for me to call someone and say, can we meet for coffee as long as we sit outside? Or should we do everything online? And then just the hiring process, what to expect. If I do apply for a job, do I need that web camera that you talked about last week, Freddie, just to make sure that I present well? Those are all questions that someone that's in a job search today or is thinking about making a change is thinking about. And I think it's a service to our listeners to at least start going down the path of some of these challenges that we didn't see on January 1st, 2020, but they're here today, Freddie. And I want to dedicate 2 weeks to giving some actionable steps and the right mindset to tackle today's job search.
Very interesting. We're talking about, in case you just joined us, overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search. Joe just talked about things have changed since the beginning of the year and today's pandemic. In your opinion, Joe, what are some of the toughest challenges that individuals face that we need to overcome in the job search market today with the pandemic that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon?
No, it's not. And we don't have any control over that. All we can really control is the steps that we take. And I think some of the toughest challenges, I think, for someone in a job search, the lack of comfortability with the overall process, not knowing what it looks like, or what if you've never done a Zoom interview before? And a lot is on the line because the industry sector you're in is not doing well, or you just want to make a change. How many people have done Zoom job interviews before February of this year? Not many. And that lack of comfortability with the technology, and we're so used to sitting across the table from someone. You know, we were used to doing phone interviews, but now the expectation may be where we present well. We share a screen with our resume or a LinkedIn profile or our projects that we've worked on. Often are we doing that? So lack of comfortability, as well as not knowing what the economic picture is going to look like for jobs that we're applying for. Can you imagine applying for a job and not knowing, you know, how that company is doing, or how that industry is going to be impacted if this virus continues? How do we know? I think back in 2008 and 2009 with the financial crisis, don't get me wrong, it was a tough time. I worked with a lot of people that were impacted by that. But the overall sense was it would go back to normal eventually. I think today, Freddie, we don't know what that's going to look like. in 2021 or 2022. We just don't know. So how do you apply for jobs in different industry sectors? So there's a lot of that uncertainty with not knowing what's coming down the pike economically. Those are the two biggest challenges, I think, pressing on someone's mind right now.
I can imagine that. Who knew that you would have to become an IT expert in order to sit for an interview? You know, you'd have to know how to screen share, a camera seems to be a must have on your computer these days.
To land the job.
Just to land the job.
It's just to land the job because, you know, those first impressions or that ability to communicate effectively through a screen share. When it was 6 months ago, we were bringing in a visual portfolio that we were put together. That's where we're at now. And yes, we have to become our own IT people and trust our technology so we can land the job, so we can put ourselves in a position to land that job.
When technology tends to go forward, it very seldom seems to go backwards. When you think about the cell phone and now how far it's progressed to a smartphone, I've seen nothing that says they're taking more technology out of the phone. It seems to be more intelligent as we go forward. So with that as a very weak premise, do you expect that technology and the way that we do things with the technological portion of our lives will take a step backwards even if the pandemic goes away?
No. I think companies will see the value of bringing people on through virtual interview process, maybe not in the final, but more than likely a good part of it because of the efficiency with their staff, their ability to reach more people. Yeah, technology makes our lives more streamlined, and that's not going away. I do think, and the fact is that many of the team is working virtually, that the hiring team might be in four different counties that's interviewing that person. Why bring them all back to one central location to bring that person in? There's just too much efficiencies that are being created through all this.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. He's our career expert on New Beginnings. We're talking about overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search. So, Joe, talk about some of the toughest challenges that individuals might need to overcome in today's job search environment.
Well, really, what they're going to face is what I want them to embrace is become more comfortable with the processes and technology. So let's pivot to that uncomfortableness to comfortable with it. And you can do that. You should never wing an interview. You should practice with your family, your friends, your whomever. Practice, test your technology, get used to sharing screens, even if it's with your grandkids or your children. Get used to the technology so you're comfortable. And that is a great first step. Do not wait until you got a big interview lined up to test your technology. And then just adopt an adaptability mindset. Be nimble and forward thinking. That is critical because, again, I could be sitting here a year from now talking with you, Freddie, and something else has changed. You can't approach 2021 like 2020. You have to be it. That adaptability and nimbleness and forward thinking on how it's going to play out. That's going to serve you well versus hoping it's going to stay the same. That creates too much stress for somebody. Just be open to change, be ready for change, and be nimble enough to adapt to take on those challenges. That is really the beginning of what I want to talk about next week and add on to that in regards to overcoming these unforeseen challenges in 2020.
Interesting. Everybody, Joe McKenzie with us, our co-host on New Beginnings. So how can today's job seeker Joe McKenzie began to take on some of these unexpected challenges that they face right now?
Just the correct mindset, Freddie. And I think that will, and comfortability is going to help set you up for success with the changes that are under your feet that you have no control over. And just focus on that comfortability factor, embrace the technology, but stay nimble, Freddie. And just be forward thinking, because when we come out of this crisis, we may be more efficient. You may have found that job that was always meant for you, but it won't happen if you don't adapt to what's going on and you're not looking forward.
Interesting. So my takeaway from our discussion this week as we go into next week is to embrace technology, be nimble, and be more efficient. And I know that you do some fine work at New Beginnings because I know it's changed my life. It's a wonderful thing. What do you do there, Joe?
We help turn candidates into contenders for the jobs that they deserve.
And this is New Beginnings, and stand by, I should say, for part two, which comes up next week as we continue our discussion on overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search as New Beginnings continues.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you're here with us this weekend. And I wanted to share some information with you about science as it relates to being kind. There's research that shows that acts of kindness make us feel healthier. Kindness is also a key to how we evolved and survived as a species, according to the University of Oxford anthropologist Oliver Curry. He says, kindness is much older than religion, and it seems to be universal. When psychologists lumped values into 10 categories and asked people what was more important, benevolence or kindness comes out on top, beating every other category. having an exciting life, creativity, ambition, tradition, security, obedience, seeking social justice, and seeking power. That according to the University of London psychologist Annette Bardi. When it comes to a species survival, kindness pays. Friendliness pays, says Duke University evolutionary anthropologist Brian Hare. More isolated groups are more likely to feel threatened by others, and they are more likely to morally exclude and dehumanize, and that opens the door to cruelty. Our bodies aren't just programmed to be nice, they reward us for being nice, scientists say. Doing kindness makes you happier, and being happier makes you do kind acts. That according to labor economist Richard Layard. University of California Riverside psychology professor Sonia Lombruski has repeatedly found that people feel better when they are kind to others. She says a study of people with multiple sclerosis, for example, found that they felt better physically when they're helping others. She also found that in people doing more acts of kindness, that the genes that trigger inflammation were turned down more than in people who don't. And she says in upcoming studies, she found more antiviral genes in people who performed acts of kindness. The question is, are acts of kindness more powerful? And we believe the answer is yes. What about you? Are you kind? Are you showing acts of kindness? Are you sending thank you notes? Are you polite? Are you more concerned about others, and in some cases, than you are about yourself? It's this kind of behavior that can spell the difference in our health, in our mental well-being, and many, many other aspects of just the human existence. I would challenge all of us to take time this week, the next week, to create and keep a kindness journal. What are the acts of kindness that you have done for somebody else? What are the acts of kindness that you've witnessed? And see how that makes you feel. So write down the acts of kindness. Next to that, chart how it made you feel. A way to validate that these activities have some relevance is to keep a journal. So keep that journal for the next week of the act of kindness and how it made you feel. I hope you'll take me up on this idea of random acts of kindness. You're listening to New Beginnings as we continue. Now, let's talk about the robocalls that are continuing to be a consumer distraction during this pandemic. In touting her efforts to get tough on illegal robocalls, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel recently offered advice that contradicted what state health officials tracking coronavirus cases have asked its residents not to do. Don't answer the phone if you don't recognize the number. The mixed messages are making it especially difficult to avoid robocalls during the pandemic and as the presidential and other campaigns heat up. Last year, there were nearly 26 billion scam calls, 44% of all robocalls nationwide, and another 8 billion telemarketing calls, leading to a total of nearly 34 billion robocalls, that according to UMail, that's a cloud-based telecommunication service. In the latest effort to stop robocalls, Nessel announced MODOC, a California-based enterprise that uses technology that allows you to make voice calls through an internet connection instead of on a regular phone line. As it turns out, the name of the telecom company also happens to be the same name of a nasty Marvel Comics supervillain, an acronym for Mental Mobile Mechanics Organism designated only for killing, MODOC. Nessel says there were complaints against MODOC, which had allowed auto warranty and Social Security scams. The settlement marks the first time a state attorney general has been able to permanently shut down this kind of phone service provider and bar its ownership from working in the industry. Nessel used the announcement to remind people in Michigan of her robocall crackdown initiative, which she said was a part of her efforts to target illegal robocalls and businesses that are major conduits for scammers all over the country. She wants this to serve as a notice to other robocallers or their service providers out there, adding that her office will continue to protect Michigan consumers and pursue illegal robocalls to the furthest extent of the law. However, state public health officials have also repeatedly said they need people in Michigan to at least answer the calls in case they are pandemic-related. To fight this problem, they've been running information campaigns and trying to improve their systems, too. And if you're like a lot of people I know, you're hardly driving anymore during this pandemic, but how do you turn in your leased vehicle without losing a small fortune? The once rigid leasing program has become a bit more flexible thanks to new online information and resources. Now, before you decide which option to use, it's important to review your lease contract and note your monthly payment, how many months are remaining in the lease, the amount of additional lease end fees, and the cost to buy your vehicle at the end of the lease. The total of lease end fees and remaining monthly payments is a good estimate of what you would have to pay to terminate your lease early. Compare your buyout price to the current market value of your car on an online pricing guide such as TrueCar, Edmunds, or Kelley Blue Book, we've heard about that one over the years, or by getting a real cash offer from online car dealers like Carvana, Shift, Vroom, or your local CarMax. If you're lucky, your car might be worth the same or more than the buyout price of the lease. If it isn't, you'll have to find a way to make up the difference. Here are three options. Actually, I've got four options to help you. Number one, sell your car to a dealer. This is the fastest and easiest option, and because the pandemic has created a shortage of used cars, your car might be worth more than you expect. You will get your best price from a dealership selling the same brand of car you are looking to unload. That's advice coming from TrueCar. So take your Honda, for example, to a Honda dealership. However, if your residual value was low and your payments high, you might still be on the hook for a lot of money. That's option one. Option two is swap your lease. A lease trading site like Swap Lease or Lease Trader can help you to find someone who needs a car and can assume the remaining payments. For a fee, you can post the terms on your vehicle's lease on these sites. Experts from these sites also make sure that the paperwork is completed accurately. Be sure to check your lease contract to see if it allows transfer to another party. And another way to transfer your lease is to simply ask a family member or a trusted friend to take it over. And make sure auto insurance is still covering the car. Option number three, buy your car. Sell it yourself. Most leases allow you to buy your car at any time during the leasing period for a predetermined amount, that early buyout price. Selling your car to a private party will bring a higher price than the trade-in or purchase figure from a dealer. However, it will also require time to find a buyer. And the fourth option is to buy your car and keep it. Your leasing company may offer lease buyout financing, but if not, many auto refinancing lenders do as well. Some will loan you more than the car is worth if your buyout price is higher. Just some ways to keep more of your money in your pocket on New Beginnings this weekend, and our program continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, appointed listening each week at this time. And right now we turn our attention to Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. If you like, you can find her online, westmetrohypnosis.com, or by the POTS line, the plain old telephone system, 952-222-3975. Good morning, Kelly, and welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Freddie. It's always my pleasure to spend Saturday morning.
I find it interesting that you're talking about, as your title this week, what is my success rate? From where did you draw that idea for our topic this week?
Well, I have an interesting situation going on, and it just got me thinking because the million-dollar question that I always get from people is, does hypnosis work? Mm. And my short answer is always, yes, hypnosis works. Now, the variables in that question are, you know, how many sessions do I need and will it be successful? Smokers in particular always want to know my success rate. They're really a very specific group who, when they call and ask for information, they always want to know what my success rate is. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a gray area because it's not like everybody calls me every week and says, I'm still a non-smoker. So I can only, you know, gauge where I'm at. But I recently have a client that has been smoking for 60 years.
Oh my God.
And I know, 60 years. And she has to quit. She has to quit. So we did a session and everything. And the way I set up my session is you pay for one session, but if you need more support, it's there for you. And about a week later, she contacted me and said, you know, I started again. And I said, you know, that's okay. We'll just go in and figure out what else needs to be done. So for her in particular, I knew that we had not been successful in the first go around. The interesting thing about it though was when she called back to make an appointment to come in the second time, she said to me, I really don't want to quit smoking.
Really?
Is this going to work? Yeah, I really don't want to quit. And I said, well, that's very interesting because I'm not sure what your expectations of me are then if you are not ready to quit, if you don't want to quit. And she said, yes, but I have to quit. I have to. So she knows she has to quit for health reasons, but she doesn't want to. So this will be an interesting case to move forward with because if someone doesn't really want to do something, and that's always sort of the caveat that I work with is, you know, you have to want this. You have to be ready for change. You have to really have a desire to move into this new way of being, this new identity, and becoming a non-smoker is a really big new identity, especially for someone who has smoked the majority of her life. So it'll be interesting to see how we approach this and see if we come at it from, you know, maybe what we do is just creating the desire to begin to want to change, which isn't necessarily the same thing as becoming a non-smoker right now. So, and the only reason I bring this up is because people are always, they do want to know, does it work? And I say, yes, it works. Sometimes we need to take a roundabout way to get there. So it's gray sometimes, and I think it's important to also be honest and let people and talk about the things that are more challenging and not only about the cases or the clients that are super easy and that are sort of the superstar cases. So just wanted to offer that here on our Saturday morning together.
All right. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis talking about her success rate. WestMetroHypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And this is New Beginnings.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975. 3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And right now, it's time to turn our attention to AARP Minnesota, where we find the Associate State Director for Community Engagement for AARP, Mr. Jay Hapala. Welcome back, Jay, and it's time to talk about the State Fair. Good morning.
Hey, Freddie. Good to be with you. And yeah, I can't wait to talk about the fair and what we have planned.
Now, the fair is actually not taking place, but the virtual State Fair, there's a showcase, as I understand it. And what's going to happen from AARP's perspective at the State Fair?
Sure. Well, yes, everyone knows, I think, that the fair is shut down for the year. And AARP, for as long as I can remember, we've had a booth out at the fair and a celebration in Dan Patch Park. But, of course, we are missing it this year. It was a great chance and has been a great chance just for us to connect with people from across the state and talk with them about the issues that we're working on, whether it's people and their financial security and their health care. This year, to make sure folks can vote safely in the election. We work on those important issues, but also we like to have a little bit of fun. So what we've done this year, in the absence of a fair that we can visit in person, is we've invited some really interesting fair personalities to take part in some interviews with us and our host, T. Michael Rambo, and they talk about a lot of memories of the fair, but not just that, but also what folks can do this year, at least to get a little taste.
Everybody, we're talking with Jay Hapala, Associate State Director for Community Engagement with AARP Minnesota. We're talking about the Minnesota State Fair Virtual Showcase. So T. Michael Rambo, who's a great friend and a wonderful singer, he's hosting the program. What else can we experience in the showcase?
Sure. Well, T. Michael is interviewing these interesting folks. It starts with Jerry Hammer, who's the general manager of the fair, mm-hmm. and folks will hear from him. We have interviewed a woman who has won no fewer than 135 blue ribbons in her competitions that she participates in. We've interviewed a gentleman who has not missed a state fair in 72 years. So his first fair was 1947. You can imagine he has plenty of stories to tell. And then we shift our focus a little bit to what's going on this year, because a lot of the vendors who, of course, are having a hard time if they can't make their money out at the state fair. So they are coming up with creative ways that people can still participate in and, you know, get some food or see some of the exhibits, even if we can't gather together in such big crowds.
And it almost seems as big. Thousands upon thousands of people were coming into the doors of the state fair.
It was an interesting exercise in trying to coordinate these interviews, because that's what the fair is. It's just this big conglomeration of so many things that make up our great state of Minnesota. So on one hand, it's impossible to cover it all. And on the other hand, you can't go wrong because there are so many interesting stories to tell.
I noticed I was looking at the list of people who are there. You mentioned Jerry Hammer, a canning champion. What is canning?
That's preserving fruits and vegetables and making jams and jellies. A very colorful hobby. And, you know, more and more people this year, since we're stuck at home, are tending to their gardens. And now they have a need to preserve all this extra food. So you can pick up some tips during our webcast.
Where can you see the webcast, Jay?
Yeah, the best place to look is on our state AARP website. It is aarp.org/MN. And then from that page, you can find the event section, and it's listed there. It's on. It's going to be live on August 26th. That's when the show is. But folks can go in there now to our website, sign up, and you'll get the link so you know where to find it on August 26th at 7 p.m.
Jay Hapala, I can't thank you enough for being with us and sharing about the virtual state fair. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Freddie.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend. And right now it's time to turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. The center is located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. If you'd like details about their services and how they serve the community, you can call 612-344-2221. It's our pleasure to welcome the newly promoted Kitty Harris, who is the center coordinator and also property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
I'm well. And, you know, I know the activity level at the center has been diminished somewhat, but you still have a very important blood drive coming up that everyone should know about.
Yes, absolutely. So unfortunately, due to everything with COVID-19, we have scaled back on our community programs that we have for seniors, but we have not stopped our community partnership. And so on this Wednesday, August the 26th, we will be hosting another blood drive in partnership with the Red Cross. And we are encouraging those people who are interested, we still have some slots available, www.redcross.org, and enter the sponsor code MPHA and sign up today.
Wow. So is there a cost to this? And can you also talk about the benefits of the blood drive?
So there's no cost for people to give blood, but everybody that gives blood will receive a gift card from Amazon. Amazon is one of the Red Cross sponsors. And so that's just like a little initiative. And the benefit of giving blood, as we've, you know, talked, this is an ongoing partnership that we have, is that blood is there when it's needed for those critical surgeries, for those blood transfusions. And then also in the African American community, it's also used to help treat those who have sickle cell anemia, and our blood is so important in that. But with the emergence of COVID-19, the Red Cross is also offering the opportunity to test your blood after your donation for antibodies that could potentially also help COVID-19 patients as well.
All right. So if you'd like to register, or is there registration required for the blood drive next Wednesday?
Registration is required. Typically, we would accept walk-ins, but again, because of everything that's going on, it does need to be an appointment. And so www.redcrossblood.org and enter the MPHA sponsor code and our available slot will pop up. Everybody is tested when they come here, temperature checks and making sure that they're well, and keeping the staff that are doing this great work healthy as well. And so we just really hope to get a great turnout like we did back in May. We had over 35 individuals come. And so we're hoping that we can get that same turnout again.
All right. I know that we started the program as if everybody knows what the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center does. What's your overall mission for the center on 4th Avenue North?
So the overall mission of our center is to be a hub for seniors in North Minneapolis for the community so that seniors have an opportunity to come to a one-stop shop and get the services that they need. Now, of course, our operations have been altered with COVID, but we are still running our physical therapy through Odom Health and Wellness. We are still seeing patients at North Point Health and Wellness. We are still serving our elderly and dementia through Open Circle Adult Day Program. Alive and Kicking is still singing. So our operations are still going on. We just don't have as many community gatherings that we used to have, our monthly bingos and our birthday parties. And we're very excited to get back to that just as soon as we can gather together. But one of our main initiatives is to be a dementia-friendly establishment for the community.
All right, dementia-friendly. And if we'd like more information about the work at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, how can we reach out to you?
We always encourage people to visit our Facebook page. You can find us at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center on Facebook, or you can check out our website, www.heritageparkcampus.org, and they can still give us a call, 612-344-2221. They will get my lovely voice, and I can answer any questions that you would have about our partners, our services, and our community endeavors.
All right, Kitty Harris, Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and this is New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
In the very beginning of our unity culture, Myrtle Fillmore, the mother of unity, discovered the power of the word within her. In her awakening, she realized the creative power of the word to direct energy by intelligence. We can say she learned to be impeccable with her word. She said, "I went to all the life centers in my body and spoke words of truth to them. Impeccable words, words of strength and power. I asked their forgiveness for all the foolish, ignorant course that I had pursued in the past when I condemned them and called them weak, inefficient, and diseased. I did not become discouraged at their being slow to wake up, but I kept right on, both silently and aloud, declaring the words of truth until the organs responded. I did not let any worried or anxious thoughts into my mind, and I stopped speaking gossipy, frivolous, petulant, angry words." Myrtle started being impeccable with her word. She spoke the truth to the power within her. She spoke words of life to the creative power of potential within her. She aligned her mind and heart with the Spirit of God at the very core of her existence. She spoke impeccably, flawlessly, sinlessly, words that hit the mark, the target of her essential self. Surely the Creator would have said to Myrtle, "I hear you." Ruiz writes of the ground of mind of which Myrtle planted her impeccable words. "The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed, and the human mind is so fertile. The only problem is that too often it is fertile for the seeds of fear. Every human mind is fertile, but only for those kinds of seeds it is prepared for. What is important is to see which kind of seeds our mind is fertile for, and to prepare it to receive the seeds of love, not fear." Dostoevsky wrote, "A man who lies to himself and believes his own lies becomes unable to recognize the truth, either in himself or in anyone else, and he ends up losing respect for himself and for others. when he has no respect for anyone, he can no longer love. And in order to divert himself, having no love in him, he yields to his impulses, indulges in the lowest forms of pleasure, and behaves in the end like an animal. And it all comes from lying. Lying to others, and lying to yourself. It seems the soil of our fertile minds needs preparation before we sow the seeds of our impeccable words. In our unity tradition, we begin with the technique of denial, and then the technique of affirmation. Denials are statements of release. I am not controlled by my fears. Fear has no power over me. Fear is not a real constructive power. It is an illusion or delusion. Another classic denial in unity is nothing or no thing can keep me from my good. Affirmations are not magic spells or willpower. Affirmations are created by impeccable words. The old unity axiom is, we don't affirm something to make it true. We affirm it because it is true. We speak words that align us with our true nature. That is, we speak impeccable words to ourselves. I am God's perfect, wholesome creation. Therefore, I can say I am, fill in the blank, for yourself. Ruiz concludes, it is up to you to make this agreement with yourself. I am impeccable with my word. Nurture this seed idea, and as it grows in your mind, it will generate more seeds of love to replace the seeds of fear. This first agreement will change the kinds of seeds in your mind that your mind has been fertile for in the past. Be impeccable with your word. This is the first agreement. This is the first agreement that you should make if you want to be free. I'll conclude with this truth gem from our great president, Abraham Lincoln. Every individual is born an original, but sadly, many people die as copies. Let me say that again. Every individual is born an original, but sadly, many people die as copies. People, let's don't be copies of others' opinions of us, copies of demeaning words directed toward us, or copies of whatever we've been taught. Let us, in Lincoln's words, live as true originals, remembering our God-created original goodness. I say to all beings, I see God good in you. I say to all beings, I see God good. Well, let's devote some time and attention to the freedom we can find within the silence. We can cultivate the ground of our moral imagination with impeccable words. Let's begin by allowing ourselves to relax. Take a deep breath and exhale with a sigh of relief. Ah, again, people. Ah, let it go.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com. This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.